This is Ozarks at Large. In 2008, the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production issued its landmark study on animal agriculture. Commissioners have reconvened this week to release a new study by the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future on public policy impacts of the report. Their findings were presented at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. earlier today. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has covered the commission since its inception. Commissioners visited the Ozarks several times, and she files this progress report.
The Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production was established in 2005 with a $2.6 million grant from the Pew Charitable Trusts to Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health to investigate public health, environmental, and animal welfare issues associated with concentrated animal agriculture. The 14-member commission included science, public policy, public health, animal welfare, veterinary, food industry, and rural society experts who visited industrial animal farms across the United States, hosted public meetings, conducted research, and sourced peer-reviewed technical reports. Its landmark study, issued in 2008, found that animal industrial feeding operations, called AFOs, and large confined animal feeding operations, called CAFOs, posed an unacceptable risk to public health and the environment. Commission Executive Director Robert Martin, Director of Food Systems at Johns Hopkins University Center for a Livable Future, said many state and federal policymakers were receptive to the commission's findings.
The National Conference of State Legislatures had worked with us on one of our reports about the state-by-state laws and resources designated to regulate industrial animal production. And they said for about 3 or 4 years, it was the most popular publication they had.
The report's 24 recommendations were also met with broad community interest, Martin said. That's because nearly 10 billion food animals are raised and slaughtered in the United States for both domestic consumption and export. But 5 years after the commission's report was released, a new analysis by Johns Hopkins University Center for a Livable Future finds that the Obama administration and Congress have acted regressively towards industrial animal agriculture regulation and control. We'll start with the widespread use of antimicrobials and antibiotics.
Well, the Pew Commission recommended that the non-therapeutic use of antimicrobials in food animal production be banned. And we defined non-therapeutic by defining therapeutic, and we said that an approved use would be in the case of a veterinarian-diagnosed microbial disease. So, in other words, if the animal is sick, you treat the animal for the disease it has, the infection it has. We termed everything else non-therapeutic, including growth promotion and what the industry would call disease control.
The daily low-level use of antibiotics administered to animals. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention attribute a pandemic of superbugs to a spike in antibiotics used in meat and poultry, as much as 30 million pounds in 2011. More than 2 million people get sick due to resistant bacteria every year, and more than 23,000 people die, says the CDC.
So there have been a couple of responses. There's a legislative response. It actually existed before the Pew Commission report. It's called the Preservation of Antibiotics for Medical Treatment Act. But interest in it had intensified after the Pew Commission report was released. Unfortunately, it's in the 5 years since the report was released, there's been no action on it.
The Obama administration's been developing new voluntary guidelines, but the Pew Commission seeks mandatory rules on therapeutic versus non-therapeutic use, as well as better tracking of disease outbreaks, such as avian influenza. Commissioners actually met with poultry integrators in Northwest Arkansas around 8 years ago. It's because Arkansas ranks second in the nation for broiler production. We have 3,300 industrial poultry feeding operations in Arkansas, along with nearly 600 CAFOs, farms that grow more than 125,000 birds per batch. All must register annually with local conservation districts, according to state law. The waste, called litter, is either spread on local farm fields or hauled to other farms to fertilize fields. Arkansas ranks 17th in the nation for beef production, counting nearly 2 million head, raised mostly on small-scale farms. But a new trend is emerging in Arkansas, industrial swine production. The state's first hog CAFO was permitted late last year on Newton County on the Buffalo National River watershed to house 6,500 sows, boars, and piglets. A second industrial swine farm was permitted October 11th on Yell County. It will house 4,300 swine. The farms produce liquid waste drained from barns into large lagoons and nets spread on farm fields as well. Nationwide, the commission says, such operations regulated by EPA and states produce 500 million metric tons of waste.
And EPA in 2012 started a CAFO inventory, but because of pressure to the industry, they backed off of that and stopped that, and actually have loosened their discharge requirements in permitting. So the permits aren't as meaningful as they used to be.
For a time, EPA had ruled all CAFOs must apply for National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits, like sewage treatment plants. But pushback by industry successfully appealed the ruling, limiting NPDES permitting to farms that discharge directly into waterways, which links directly to the next issue, public health. Animal waste contains E. coli, nitrogen, and phosphorus, as well as pesticides, antibiotics, and hormones. And the commission found that communities near industrial animal farms may be at risk.
The particulate matter that is vented out of these operations have shown higher rates of asthma in people living close to them or asthma-like symptoms. And then the other thing is the pathogens that are in the waste generated by these operations that is spread untreated on surrounding farm fields, regardless of proximity to schools, public water supplies, churches, homes, lakes. So there are a lot of pathways to the community.
Animal welfare was also an issue the commission examined. For example, gestating swine confined to narrow crates for more than 3 months at a time, and egg-laying hens confined to small mesh cages.
Yeah, the commission recommended to phase out battery cages, restrictive veal crates, and gestation crates. And there's not been much action at all on the federal level. However, there has been a number of states that have either voted through their state legislatures or through public referendums to ban either gestation crates or battery cages.
Martin says as more consumers look to purchase cage-free eggs and crate-free pork, industry practices will change. Still, most don't really care, given one out of four Americans consume fast food every day, which continues to drive the growth of industrial animal farming. But Robert Martin says even fast food franchises are adopting sustainable practices.
That is one of the strategies for people trying to foster change and advocate for change is to get large food retailers to agree to buy gestation crate-free pork, battery cage-free eggs, sustainably raised chicken. And some of them are committing to do that.
In their conclusion, Robert Martin and his colleagues at Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future look towards a new generation of farmers and researchers seeking to marry the science of ecology and evolutionary biology to design a new animal agriculture of the future. Then there's one other solution, cultured meat. Pork, beef, chicken, and fish grown from cells in pristine laboratory conditions. No more gestation crates, chicken trucks, slaughterhouses, or animal waste. Studies show manufactured meat uses 45% less energy, 99% less land, 96% less water, and creates 96% less greenhouse gas emissions. But it will be a while, maybe 2050, you'll be able to purchase cultured meat at your local grocer. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production, you can go online to pcifap.org.